That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Misfit Toys.
Well, well, well. Hello, hello. How are you? How are you? Listening to my podcast since you were 15. You know what? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Who else? Did you write me an email? You're going to be in LA? Asked if you could sit in on a show. We weren't doing it for a while, but we are. You said, can you sit in the show with your girlfriend? So it's you. I got that email. And I will respond. Oh, it's going to be good news. So, I told you I read the emails. Well, I'm on the elliptical. It's great. You know why? I feel like I'm not just on the elliptical with no, like, just passing time, nothing. You know, it's like I can respond. Take some time. Do it right. Well, I'm going to run through my dates here real quick, but this is really the quick version, because if I say I'm in your city, you'll go find out where. But Paris, Texas, the end of this month, the 29th, and then Philadelphia Helium in February, the end of the month. Right after that, John and Peters. And then in March, I'm going to be Toronto at the new Comedy Bar, like the 10th and the 11th. All right, there you go. I do that because, you know, maybe someone didn't listen to last week. Sometimes I get to a city. A lot of comedians tell this story. It's not who thinks you're funny in that city. It's who thinks you're funny and knows you're there. Like, I'll be at the airport. Someone will be like, hey, are you coming? Or, you know, at the supermarket. When are you doing any shows? Yeah, well, I'm leaving tomorrow. But, you know what I mean? Like, they'll hit me up on Sunday or the day I'm leaving. I'll see them. Because if it happens while I'm there, of course, I'll say yes. Anyway. You know, lately, I'm going to tell you, I call them funks, but I don't know what it is. But I'm always reminded, get out of bed. Rock yourself out of bed. I started convincing myself this morning. And there's nothing really stressful in my life right now. Things are pretty calm. But anyway, enough with that. I don't think there's much to say. It's part two of, what was last? Daniel Cabral, right? Yeah. We had a great time. And this is part two. Hey, we don't bring someone back that quick unless they're fun. I don't even know what he did when I left the room. I know this part of the podcast, this is part two. I had to leave a few times. And I always hope the guest knows when I go, are you sure? Is this like, you know, because any stand-up comedian can fill time while I go to the bathroom. But I was thinking the other day, what if he didn't know that? You know, he thinks I'm serious. Like, are you sure you can handle this? This is the big boys now. This is the big people. This is the real deal. That's what you could say. But I love you. You're the best. Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous. Oh, my God. He's so jealous. I think you're great. And I thought maybe you needed to hear that. Anybody out there that's listening to the Todd Glass Show. That's right. And my goal is still in October of this year to do the show with the band on an off-Broadway situation. I'm rehearsing. If you go to see that show, you know, you're going to know I'm going to enter from the back of the room. You'll be the only ones that know. Everyone else will be staring at the stage. Like when I went to see Paul Anka, they're all looking at the stage. They're hearing him sing. They go, oh, maybe he's behind the piano. I hear him singing. He sounds like he's in the room. Hey, dipshit, he entered from the back of the room. Oh, you should have seen me. I knew. Oh, I knew. Because I had seen all the YouTube clips. So I'm like, you know, when the lights went down, I'm like, staring right at the back of the room. It was so exciting. Two security guys, and the door swung open, and there he was with a pin spot light on him. Like, and then I started thinking, like, he must have walked from the, you know, green room backstage at some point to enter that door. You do have to go through the lobby. You don't have to walk all around the lobby. I'm sure there's the shortest destination possible. But I started thinking about that. Why am I laughing? Because it's sad. Not sad. It's funny that I was thinking about that. And I was. Truth. I'm like, oh, I wish I was out there. I could have seen him with, like, the security guards. What if you had security guards, but they were too aggressive? They're like hitting people with a baseball bat. Get away from Mr. Anka. He's not one of you. Get away from him. Wow. Well, next week is a best of. Hey, by the way, if you email me in time, we haven't had anybody pick a best of yet. So if you email me this week, you know, to toddglasscomedy@gmail.com and say, here's the show I'd like you to, well, that's putting the work on you. I'm not asking you to go search through them. If there's one you remember, then that's what I'm saying. You know, if there's one you specifically remember and why, you write me a, you know, 2-3 lines in an email why you want us to play that one. And, you know, some weeks I'll get some emails from people that are requesting a certain episode. And it's not that you're requesting it because you could go listen to it if you know what it was. I get it. See, I'm glad I said this. It's for other people. Now they get to listen to a show with a little meaning, just a little flavor of meaning underneath it. Why does this person want this one? But I get it. And you don't have to think. It's so overwhelming. It's very overwhelming. So enjoy the show. And next week it'll be a best of. And then the week after that, it'll just be me in the studio. Maybe just me and a keyboard player. But I'm wondering if I'd be myself. You know, like, could I just... But I don't know. I'm thinking about maybe just a keyboard player. That would be it. What if it was just me? Like, people wanted to sit in on the show. But I always imagine when people sit in on the show that they'd like to see, like, you know, one or at least one person from the band, whether it be Tim or Eric or, you know, JJ or Gabe or Ian or, you know, there's a long list of musicians. Did I forget anybody? Eric, Timothy, Gabe, JJ, Ian. I'm sure there's somebody I'm forgetting. But I thought, would it be funny or good if a podcast listener and maybe, or him and podcast listener and I'm just saying him because the person that wrote me the email, don't worry, I'm not going to do that to you, but if they were to email me and I just did a show, like they came, sat in, it was nobody but me, oh, I'm doing a solo show, glad you could sit in for it, maybe they'd like it. I think it might be fun. You're fun. All right. Enjoy the show, everybody. You're great. If I don't get to do my show on Broadway, make sure you tell people to listen to this part right here, right at this mile marker, because it'll be a real tearjerker. You now join the dot. I like I make myself laugh. Well, it's a good thing, you know, why shouldn't I be able to? I'm a professional. I don't think I should be cracking up at myself all the time. That's a little disingenuous, but I should laugh once in a while. You now join the Todd Glass Show, already in progress. Have fun.
With the, yeah.
A while
are we,
back.
Are we going back to that song?
I like that song.
It, your sister
it.
Wrote?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Is it a chicken clucking?
Yeah, a chicken
or
clucking. Yeah, we had a chicken when we grew up. You know?
Is this a joke?
No, no, no.
Because I don't. Can I tell
this,
you?
This is one of those serious podcasts. I don't come here to joke.
No, I make jokes. That's taking it to an extreme.
No, no, no.
But I don't. Today I had a bad day. I found out a lot of my family and extended family, they all got, and they all died in a fire.
Oh, you know.
And it fell into a hole. Mud came over them. And a lot of them, 30 of them.
Wow, what can you do?
Close family members.
Yeah.
So I'm in a very sensitive mood.
Uh-huh.
So is this chicken clucking? Is this? And you want him to play trumpet too? Because this guy, you know, he comes on here. He's a professional trumpet player.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a joke, I don't want to be joked on. But if you go, no, she put her heart and soul into this, and we'd love to have trumpet. We just can't afford trumpet, and we get to do it here on the show, and everybody has fun. That's what I'm all about. So is that what it is?
Todd, she put her heart and soul. That's the fact that you think this is a joke.
No, don't make
it. No.
I back down very quickly because I get it. But
okay.
Yes, okay.
I think Ian told me that chicken clucking is actually like a music term. Like,
yeah.
Like, damn, this song is fucking good. It's chicken clucking.
Yeah. It's like finger licking. You know what I mean? That
shit
is finger licking good.
Do we have a mumble on the soundboard? Oh, chicken clucking.
Yeah.
No, I get it, because a lot of people, I don't know why, but I did hear people talking about the chicken clucking. They were like, I heard like a group of people, there's probably 50 of them,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, it was like, when you're in a room sometimes and you hear a murmur?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You hear like a murmur. It was one of those situations, and we were in Austin at the time. We were in Austin, and we had something like that happen, and we were in a room, probably 50, 60 people, and mm-hmm. it really did. All of a sudden, it was right down there in the, you know, we were in the bottom part of Austin, and I started. Austin. Doesn't it say Austin over here? New Year's Eve. Okay, so I was.
Where? Austin, but it says all the way at the end.
Oh, at the other end.
Yeah, here we go. So anyway, so I heard the mumble. Mm-hmm. I heard the mumble. People were like, "Oh yeah." What are we talking about now?
That chicken clucking is, you know.
Okay. Go ahead. Thank you, Aristotle. I love you for remembering. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Oh, everybody was talking about it. So it was, definitely a thing. And they were talking about, did we lose it already?
We were talking about mumble because I ended it to go to the song.
Oh, no, mumble, more mumble.
Yeah, I've been hearing them talk.
I think we could sell this mumble bit. That's why I don't give up on it. Here we go. If we all help. Now, don't be mad at me. Oh, yeah, everyone's on the chicken clucking? Oh, yeah, the chicken clucking. Hey, are you here for the chicken clucking
track?
I guess they're digging. It's a thing now. And it's really, kids are doing it. And it's chicken. Yo, excuse me. Yeah, are you talking about the chicken clucking?
Yeah.
Well, it's quite something. Our cousin is in a chicken clucking, and they go and they do the shows, and people love it. Hey, if I'm going to search for the song for this long, I'm going to stretch this goddamn bit out. Oh, the chicken clucking?
It's the next big thing.
You know what else they were talking about?
What were they saying?
How much they liked your hat.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, did you see his hat? Really nice. He has a cool hat.
It's a cool hat.
Yeah, you saw it? Yeah. Daniel Cabral, you talking about his hat? Yeah, he had that. It's a nice hat.
Yeah, it's a nice hat.
People were liking it.
They like that.
Are you talking about Daniel Cabral's hat?
Yeah.
He had a nice hat.
About it.
Cabral, yeah. Well, he had a nice white hat.
It grew on me.
Yeah, people were all talking about it. Hey, you know what, Aristotle? People. No, there were. This is the truth. There was a group of people hanging out after a show, and they were all talking about how good Aristotle's beard looks.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
I've been working on it.
So nice.
I've been grinding.
It looks distinguished. Yeah. Are you talking about Aristotle's beard? Yes, it looks good. Is
hair looks good.
Yeah, the writer. It's a nice book. Yeah. Melody.
Handsome. Okay. This is therapy. This loop of mumble. I could do. You know what I can do for people on the road? Me and a band and this track. Imagine five people on top of this. Ah, look at this first row. Oh, you're good looking. You look great. You're a nice couple. You make them melt. Then you fucking get the high-priced drinks and you gouge them. Ha! Woo! All right, listen, I'm here to say hello. I'm done arguing.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I've been very aggressive.
No, yeah. But, you know, it's the chicken. The chickens are clucking.
Oh, yeah. Let me hear this song.
Let's hear it. She wrote it. Yeah, not bad, right? Very contemporary, right? You know, it's like a modern twist.
I love it.
It's great.
I love it. Yeah, just keep it. I gotta really give it a listen. Hold on. I want the studio shut down. Shut the outer door. I want to give this 100%. I think we've got a hit on our... It's old school. I need to hear this. Here we go. I think there's something here. You thought I wasn't gonna like it. This isn't a joke, is it? Do you swear to God?
We wrote this for the new...
This is good, right?
Yeah, we wrote this for the chicken.
This is good, right, Aristotle?
This is
absolutely
great.
Absolutely.
Okay, because I don't know. Maybe I think
the production
is
off.
I don't want to...
It's nuts.
The production's what?
Is nuts.
Okay, cool.
It's crisp,
hey,
right?
Did you hear about these nuts? Anyways. Ah, come on. I need to fill in some... This time, sometimes, I try to stretch the show out to make them two-hour shows. So I do stuff like this and say stuff like this. Mm-hmm. And everyone knows it. I'm not trying. People were talking about it, that Todd stretches his show out.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot about
that. Oh, yeah, Todd. Well,
oh, you're talking about Todd stretching his show.
Yes.
He got caught. He got caught.
Well, it's not that he shouldn't be able to do it. It's just a little embarrassing, you know. But I guess
he was stretching. But I still like him. I still like him.
But when you go back and listen to the shows,
it
makes
him
love.
Yeah.
A lot of self-reflection, which we knew that. There's recordings of him saying about how much he stretched it out.
Really? Yeah, that's what I was hearing. But, you know, he's
still... Taken out of context, that is not going to sound good. All right, listen.
Mm-hmm.
This listening. Chicken clucking. Let me hear it.
Yeah,
I'm not joking around anymore. I'm gonna shut my eyes.
Uh-huh.
Now, did you want him to come in on the trumpet?
No. Shut your eyes and open your ears.
Open
and then
ears.
Come in on the trumpet.
How old is she?
She is 30.
And now she.
And she's a bride, right? She was able to write something like that, a ballad. Can you believe it? A power ballad.
I didn't think about it.
You know. It comes. You have to live life to write a song like that.
Is this the final record? Is this the final? Are we here in the final edit?
This is it.
Or
right
still
here.
Mixing
this
to be
is every.
How could you
right
doubt that?
Uh-huh.
Well, it sounds great.
It's great, I know. But it could imagine a little trumpet on that.
Oh,
imagine that.
Can I sell you on something? And I'm not just saying it.
Okay, sell me
a trumpet mainly.
Mm-hmm.
But you know those whistles that go woo.
Okay.
I think two times.
That might add a little something to it.
You know what
it.
I mean?
Yeah.
Not the whole thing. Don't get in the way. Just two times.
Okay, just twice.
All right. Oh.
Okay.
No, I do have one, but I didn't want you to know I had one because then you might feel like you did. But thank you. So here we go. Let's hear it.
More trumpet.
More. Say, teach me a lesson. You have to say, teach me a lesson.
Ready, boy.
Now that is what I'm talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
That is it. That's what we're looking for. Woo. I feel my blood pressure going up. I love that. Yep. That is what I'm talking about. Okay. We got ourselves a hit.
Wow.
We got ourselves a hit,
oh
huh?
Oh my God. That was so great. I knew that was hard. You were fucking working your ass.
He looks like he's gonna lay an egg right now.
Can I tell you what's amazing? He made that song good.
Uh-huh.
Like,
wait.
He was really, no offense. No offense. Outside of the bit, like when he started fucking playing with the song together, the collaboration.
Yeah.
I tried to bend it back. The collaboration, 90% you, 10% trumpet. Uh-huh. 90% the great clucking.
Mm-hmm. The other way around.
Yeah.
10% I give to the trumpet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I say to him behind your back. Anyway, no. 90% of it is the fucking clucking.
90%
10%
clucking.
Is the trumpet.
Yeah. He comes in with the tithes. 10%. Yeah. Okay.
I do the switcheroo like it's the other way around. Yeah, complimenting him.
Do that whistle one more time. Oh, wait a second.
Right. I like the song.
Yeah. But
you do you think that's from? No bullshit truth.
The clucking?
Yeah, where's that? Why is that on the internet? I'm not complaining. I'm using it.
Where do I really think that's coming from?
I don't even know if I could guess. I don't know how that got in my hands.
That thing right there. Truth, right?
Truth. I have no idea how that got in my hands.
You know, it sounds like the chicken dance is a famous thing, right? You know,
I think so. I know Jimmy Fallon did a thing where they had this song where they were ducks, but it's not this song. Mm-hmm. That's another song.
Well, there's the hamster dance from you know that song.
Watch your mouth. No, seriously, come on. I get the HR in here. I get in trouble for saying this.
You
shit.
Can't say hamsters anymore.
No, you can't say.
You can't say hamsters.
You can't say dance. It's like that movie Dirty Dancing. You're in this town, buddy. You're confused. You can say hamster. You can't dance. You can dance if you wanna. But you ain't no friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't dance, then you dance the dance. And I don't know the name of the song. I knew the song enough to make the reference, sing a little bit of it. How are you?
I'm good.
Is there anything you want to tell us about yourself that something you're doing? This drops on Friday.
Yeah. I actually have a big announcement coming.
Well, you do? What? What time is it? I want to know what part of the show this will be in. Where are we at?
We'll only find out when you hear it.
Well, but I have to know to pace myself to go to close.
Well, we are talking about something. We're 2 weeks away from now.
Oh,
potentially.
I just wanted to know, so I still have to know where to close. But I didn't want to be thinking about it the whole show. But so that still puts us in
Do
that
you mean
situation.
How long in the show, or what time of night it is right now?
No, I would like to know how long we've been recording.
Hour 20.
Well, okay. Wow. Did I tell you that's a good time for
that's
me?
A good,
because
yeah.
I know. It's going in for the close, but it's a long close.
Yeah.
And then you have 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You got 40 minutes?
I got 45 minutes if you want.
Thank you. You know what? We're going to start hoping guests say that more. A lot of times they just go, no, you know, I don't want to do a bit.
Mm-hmm.
No one complains. We're having a good time. And
you know that Cam Davinsky, you know, every...
Play that 50 times tonight. Let me hear that again.
You're going to be popular.
Hey, you can give that a shh right at the end. We can turn that into something. Watch. Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be popular.
Oh. Do it again.
Oh, it's out of gas.
You're gonna be popular.
I like this one. I imagine eating a sandwich to it. Okay. Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Fantastic.
Okay. We know because we talked during the show. We know now we're self-aware.
Yeah.
That we're on part two of the Zarglish.
Or are we? Yeah.
No, Aristotle. Well, if you are, I don't care if you're not. Actually, like if you told me, Todd, we've only been doing 10 minutes. That happens sometimes when you smoke.
Mm-hmm.
That happens when you smoke.
You can time travel when you smoke. Do you know that?
You didn't know maybe in your head, but
no,
if it's in your head, it happened.
Yeah, I mean, look, what is real and wasn't.
Right. You know? Well, there's truth to that.
There's truth in yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You smoke at 10 p.m. and then it's 6 a.m. and you're like, wow, I must have gone to the future.
Right, or to the past.
Yeah, someone else's past.
Right, I don't know if I'm just agreeing with you or if I know what I'm talking about. But why is this iPad here?
You're going to be popular.
Thank you. Keep playing that. People need to hear it. Popular with yourself is okay.
I hope so.
That means you love yourself. Mm-hmm.
You got to love yourself.
You got to love yourself.
That's the rule of the year.
You know what, self? That's you saying it to yourself. That's you saying it to yourself.
You're going to be popular.
Popular because you're... Doesn't matter if you're popular.
I'm the most popular voice in my own head. Can you believe it?
Me too.
You're going to be popular.
What's this from, a play?
It is.
What's it from?
I believe it is from Wicked.
Oh, with the green lady?
With the green lady.
Nah, I know. I've heard of her. She's a... Don't trust that lady, Todd. She's a trickster.
Yes.
I know how to let the show breathe. I know what I'm doing. We're going to listen to this, but also if anyone has to pee, that's a horrible setup to this beautiful song. Mm-hmm. No, we'll listen to this, and then if we have to. Mm-hmm. Wait, I have a question. Do you want to pee?
Well, no, let's just do the song. Let's do the song. And then pee.
And I see castles in the air. And feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things.
You know what? That's not funny, Daniel.
I'm sorry.
But clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds. I really don't know
clouds. We're on a magical carpet ride, and this is the song we're playing. We're just 2 feet off the ground because Cam Kavinsky is scared of heights. Truth. So it just drives, it goes everywhere, but like 2 feet off the ground. Nice. With this song. Imagine it. Here we go. It's got a yogurt machine
when
on it. And Roger Whittaker is singing Joni Mitchell. It's paradise. I looked at love from bus.
Another show. You leave them laughing when you go. And if you care, don't let them know.
That wasn't my favorite. I liked seeing it, but you know, I was wondering how it sounded. It's had a little...
From both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions.
I really don't know how at all. Wake up! Ah!
Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, you want to pick a song to see if he can. I think I do. Would you do me a favor?
Yeah. Pick a song,
or do you want to pee now?
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Really?
But you can just keep it going while I'm going.
Oh, I could.
Yeah.
Are you serious? You trust me to host the show?
Sure, I do.
Oh my God.
Now I want you to just. I am gonna go to the bathroom.
All right.
But I don't. We do a running bit, but you could do your version of it, or you could just do your own thing.
Uh-huh.
So it's up to you.
Okay, I love it. Yeah.
Okay. The problem is, one time, one guy did so well, and I almost lost my own podcast, which is odd.
Who did it? Was it Jack Hackett? Cam Kavinsky?
No, it was Rory Scoville.
It couldn't be those guys.
No.
It couldn't be those guys. Come on.
It was Cam. I didn't want to say anything. That's why we're angry at him.
That guy's scared of heights. That's why he's holding you down.
Yeah, Oh! I am telling him.
Yeah, you know what?
No, we're going to tell him. Right, be popular. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
All right, I'll be here holding down the fort. You know, welcome back to the
Talk about whatever you want.
Okay.
Now I will ask you one thing. Don't you know how I feel about social issues?
Yeah.
Don't say anything stupid or mean.
Okay.
Truth.
You know me.
But I don't care. I'm gonna really get a handful of these chips.
Those are a lot of chips.
Yeah, you know why? My
told me to eat a lot of chips.
Oh, yeah.
I have to talk loud because I know these new microphones, they don't pick it up like the old days. So I need to talk like this when I'm walking out of the room.
Your doctor prescribed you Ruffles, I heard, right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
My audience doesn't believe me. And to be honest with you, Benny thought I was joking around.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't you there when I opened up the paperwork?
Yeah, yeah, I was there. Yeah, I mean, it said 10 milligrams of Ruffles. You know, you're eating way more. You're overdosing on Ruffles, I'll tell you that. But you're going to go to the bathroom? What if we find you there? We're like, Todd, wake up. You've eaten too many Ruffles. He's not breathing. We call an ambulance. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
This doesn't count as your time.
This isn't, okay, you know. We're warming up. No, it's great to be here on the Todd Glass Show, hosted by Daniel Cabral. That wouldn't that be a good name? The Todd Glass Show, hosted by Daniel Cabral.
If you want, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm really not. I'm going to get out of here.
All right.
But if you want reverb, you ask.
I could ask for
anything. You also don't have to have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd ask for anything over here. You know, it's great to be here on the Todd Glass Show.
If anybody else has to go to the bathroom, do you?
Kind of. I was going to bring it up. We were going to talk about it while you were in the restroom.
No, you go.
Yeah, I can.
But then where will the reverb come from?
I can change my voice naturally. You know, I have a really good impersonation of myself with reverb. That's the one thing I could do. That's it. I'm slick. All right. I'll be right here. One of my favorite things to do is actually hold in my pee. You know.
Just holding it in.
You get more powerful if you hold in your pee, you know. Mm-hmm. I watched the Avatar in Babylon this week, you know, and that was a lot of pee holding in, and 3-hour movies.
That was you, or that was in the movie?
That was
well?
Me, yeah. I mean, watching Avatar while holding in your pee, watching all that water, it should have flowed through me.
Because if you told me it was about pee, I'd believe you because of that title.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it yet?
No.
Would you believe these guys are blue? Can you believe it? That's the first
real
thing.
Real question.
Yeah, true.
Is it bad?
No, Avatar?
Because I know it looks beautiful. I know it has to look beautiful, but right from the get-go, I was like, this movie has to be.
No, everybody loves it. I love Avatar. Have you seen it?
I have heard mixed things.
Yeah, you've heard mixed things? You're hanging out with the wrong foot.
Oh, no. What was going on? I got it word from head up that you guys, it was like a big shit festival down here while I was gone.
Aristotle was just saying the worst. I mean, I can't even repeat what he said because somebody will take it out of context and say I said it. Can you believe this, Todd?
You'll just have to listen later, but I really talk about how I feel about you, Todd.
Yeah.
How I really feel.
Oh, my God. This is like a good show. So you get real in depth?
Mm-hmm.
One would say that.
No, my doctor said eat chips into the microphone.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, people get paid to do that now.
I'm not. I swear to God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My doctor told me to eat chips into the microphone, he said, because it lowers my cholesterol.
Oh, that. Yeah. I mean, I've heard of something like that.
What am I going to do? I want to live.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I want to live. I want to see my niece and nephew grow. So I'm trying to eat chips into the mic.
You mean, it's a tough thing, but you got to do what you got to do. You're not living for yourself anymore. You're living for them.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. You got it.
You know what? It's worth living for.
You got responsibilities.
You get it.
Yeah, I get it.
That's why I think I get along with you. Mm-hmm. You get it.
Some people don't get it, but you know what? I get it.
People that don't get it, we should put in a meat grinder and feed to our dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then maybe our dogs won't get it, though. You know, I don't want those guys touching my dogs.
Not their soul. You don't
Not
want their
soul.
Mm-mm. You just put them in the meat grinder, and then you
can
maybe put it out into the sea.
That whistle sound. What if that's the sound of meat grinders? That's their sound. I love a good chip on a mic.
I can't believe I have to eat more chips into the microphone.
Yeah, I mean, you're not even close to getting your recommended daily. You know, you got to get way more in there.
No, but there'll be listeners that will go, how many chips did you have to shove into your big face?
Mm-hmm.
The amount that I'm putting in there.
That's a whole bowl, I think, right?
Can I tell you, sometimes I think my doctor's crazy when he tells me to do it, but I can tell you, I feel the difference. Sometimes, like, even now, I feel it going through my veins.
Don't you feel a little more alert?
Your
heart's beating a little faster, but you're more alert, ready to seize the day.
I feel good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh!
No.
Oh! Yeah.
That's me.
Whoa! No!
Yeah, that's me.
No. Whoa! Whoa! I've told this story 20 times on this show before, and no one believes me. That's me at the Getty Center, going up the tram. I couldn't believe. Going around the bends. I'd never been on the tram before. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a fast-moving thing, you know?
Some listener of the show saw me, recorded me. Yeah, there's me. I'll tell you what everything is.
Yeah.
That's. I looked over the edge. No. That, it starts taking incline. I was like holding on. Because it doesn't go fast, but it picks up speed right there.
Yeah. Don't you hate when a listener records you without you knowing it? You know?
And then out of context, yes, I see it could seem like I'm tossing off. But oh, that... When it stopped, I did throw up.
No.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. I have to cut it off. It gets ugly.
Thanks for cutting it off before the weird part. You know what I mean? It would have gotten a little strange.
Wow. You know, the world's a funny place.
You know.
That's all it gets.
Will the Todd Glass Show... We'll be right back. The Todd Glass Show. We'll be right back. You gotta stay through the commercials till he's back on the Todd Glass Show.
Todd Glass Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Pick a song to see if he could do lead.
Oh, pick a song?
Yeah, like...
If I Can Dream, Elvis Presley.
If I Could Dream?
Yep.
And then we'll play the karaoke version. You'll play the lead vocals. Do you want to see the words? Will that help you?
Go all natural.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to feel if so I could inspired.
Dream. Here we go. Oh, let's act like we have someone in studio. Do me a favor to give it a real sound. Will you walk over to those drums and, like, hit the cymbal a little?
Oh, yeah.
Because watch what it does. We can act like... People at home are listening. We can create any atmosphere we want. I mean, this is...
Oh, that's a symbol. No, wait, that's...
No, that thing right there. Right, no, you don't even need that. Right.
Here we go.
It's just that single one.
There
it's
this,
just
this
no, the other one right
this
there.
One.
Yeah. Okay. See? That sort of sound. Okay, here we go.
Did you want the lyrics or no?
Mm-mm. All right, here we go. The band. People can imagine the band. It's dark. Tell you something? What? I thought you did great. I was sitting here thinking, oh, I could listen to the whole song, but then I looked. That's why I asked Aristotle. I thought, but it's probably a lot of work to play the trumpet.
Oh yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm like, oh yeah, let me just play your heart out. We had a guy in here with the drums. His hands. He had
blisters on his hands.
Blisters on his hands.
He had blisters
told
on
me
his
he couldn't
fingers.
Play the drums because really? He had blisters on his hands. I said, well, you know, tape gauze to it or mm-hmm. something.
Yeah, put some gloves on.
Yeah, that was Eric Calver.
This
that's
guy,
how I met
no,
him.
He's no Ian, you know. He's no.
No.
He plays through the pain.
Eric is shit. This show. No. I'm not saying that he's not a close friend of the show, but when I see the type of talent,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not trying to be braggadocious here, mm-hmm. But Eric's, I spit on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He's going to be the look a lot of
puh.
Yuck. Puh. I don't just poo it. I poo it.
Ha-poo. Yeah. Oh, I'm banging on a drum. No offense.
Bang, bang, bang,
bang. Bang, bang, bang. I've seen a guy at Home Depot banging on a drum with a stick, and that was a monkey.
Oh, shit.
That's the truth. And I love him. Mm-hmm. And yes, he is good. I get it. There's a rhythm. I'm not a moron.
Mm-hmm.
But the trumpet?
You got to blow a trumpet.
You got to blow your work. He sits there, an angry orangutan, uh-huh. without being forced to, if you just set up drums in the woods, and I truly do believe mm-hmm. this, Eric. And I know he listens to the show, and I'm not saying this to start a fight. I'm really not. I adore him. He's like one of those people that are family, even though he's not family.
Mm-hmm.
But he knows it as well as I do, that if you put a drum set, because mm-hmm. I think they've done it, that if you took a drum set and you put it in the woods,
mm-hmm.
that a orangutan, a wild orangutan,
mm-hmm.
would play the drums.
Yeah.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
And that's documented.
But what if you put a trumpet in the jungle?
Nothing.
Nothing.
They come over, they hump it.
They hump it. They would hump the trumpet. That
yeah,
sounds
the,
like
the elephant a... does that. You know, the big elephants? They... yeah. But they don't. Isn't that funny? That's it. People are picturing an elephant.
Every time I hear a trumpet, I'm like, well, an elephant must be in the room.
Yeah, you know? Elephants play the trumpet. But, you know, why did they
oh
never
shit,
do?
Oh
why did they never do it on the Flintstones then?
Were there elephants?
Make it to, you know, elephants that have to go to work. They're in the horn section at the, you know, the band, whatever band they had. It was always rock or something.
Mm-hmm. Wait, elephants were in the Simpsons? No, sorry, in the Flintstones. Elephants were in the Flintstones?
They're mammoths.
Yeah, elephants.
Oh, mammoths. Ray Romano guys, right? That's the woolly.
No, they had elephants, and then they would be the shower. Like, it would be an elephant with his hose through the window.
Yeah.
The dishwasher would be an elephant.
Yeah.
A lot of elephants, uh-huh. unfortunately. No, other animals had different jobs. You know, but it was always an animal that did the job of a modern-day appliance.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. It was beautiful.
I love that show.
It's a little...
I'm kidding. It was wrong, and I hope that show goes off the air. Because we don't need it. No, I'm kidding. But it is funny that the animals were the appliances, and they always talk. Oh, it's a living, you know. And they would blow peanuts. They were the vacuum. They had a vacuum.
Oh,
where they would just
see.
Decide it would be mm-hmm. the and they which I don't think it's right, to be honest. And I don't want to make a big deal about mm-hmm. it because I don't even have the time. But I don't think I really don't want to make a big deal about it. But I do want to say that. I don't think an elephant wants to suck up dirt from your house.
That's not his job.
It's not his job. It's not why he's on the planet.
That's not what he was created for.
No. Hey, what are you here for? Oh, well, I'm here because of the ability that I can suck in through my nose, and it is like a long hose, like a vacuum. I'm also here so people can use it to suck all the dirt up into it. Where do you think it goes?
It goes in his heart.
I never talked about this on the Flintstones. Thank you. I didn't ask him to play either.
Yeah.
Somebody. I really didn't. He just thought it was worthy. How are you?
Me?
Yes. Is there anything you want to ask me or share shows you have coming up?
Me?
Give any shows
coming up? Anything I want to ask you?
Yeah, or anything you want to ask me?
I just want to ask you, Todd.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Because people come over here and they talk and talk about themselves.
Wait, people are talking about it?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like a room full of people?
Yeah, people are like, you know.
Oh, how's Todd? How's he doing?
You know,
they're worried about me.
Yeah, what's going
on?
Oh,
yeah, Todd.
How's Todd?
I know you know Todd.
Yeah.
I wish I had a different voice now. Watch. Hey, I know you know Todd.
I know Todd. I know.
Now it doesn't sound like my voice. Hey, I know you know Todd.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He's a good guy. Yeah.
I just wonder what he's doing.
I saw him last week.
Todd Glass.
Oh, you guys are talking about Todd. Todd Glass. He's a good guy.
No, apparently.
No, it only happened once. Yeah, he's a good guy, but. Yeah.
Thank you. You know, maybe this will lead to something. This is silly, but I think it could be. Can you play My Mother the Car? And don't wink at me when I say that. He hooked up with my mother in the back of her car. So yeah. Now every, I wasn't going to do that bit because of that Aristotle. I really thought, oh, remember Aristotle hooked up with my mom in the back of her rental car.
Oh, wow. You got to return it.
This is years ago. That's the polite horn. Oh, wait, play that. That's the polite horn. No, this is the polite horn. What if it's that aggressive? No, it's like a ship. It's like everybody's waving, but you don't know everyone thinks that it's aggressive.
Yeah. It's like Titanic. I'm just waving.
When they install it in their car, they think it sounds like people are waving and just trying to. But in actuality, it sounds like you're laying on a horn. Okay, what? That's all right. Sounds like a dog with a bad cough. That sounds like an elephant with bad diarrhea.
That's what it should
be. All my jokes about diarrhea are shit, and I'm guaranteed to kill at my new show.
What if that was the sound when I wanted to get off the bus and I pull down the little string?
I like it.
Well, this is my stop.
You know, people would get off the bus more and walk.
Yeah.
Because they'd want to hear it. Makes no sense at all. I'll tell you the other way with the thing, and I'll do it with the hood. I'll tell you the other day with my wife. Hey, your sister, hey, my dining room. I walked down the street.
I got off the bus.
A lady gave me a donut. I was at the mall. Well, I'll tell you, I had a chocolate bar.
I ate a slice of pizza.
Hey, I ate a slice of pizza, too. I took one from you. I can steal yours.
That's funny.
It's my trick. Anyway. Oh, let me guess again. No, I remember your favorite color. I really do every time. Blue. Is it blue? Oh, fuck.
Damn.
I hate
this. Oh, it's yellow. It's yellow. I know
no,
it's yellow.
No, is it yellow?
Well, it's definitely
not. Aristotle, I feel like I do know it, and I'm embarrassed. Is it green?
You could be a magenta guy.
Oh, shit. Is it taupe?
Well, that's all the colors. Damn it. That's every single color. It has to
wait
be
a second. Is it burgundy? Is it light tan? Oh my god, I told you I know you so well, you idiot. Don't be a numbskull. I told him I knew him.
I was
so
being
well.
A numbskull.
I was
no,
thinking just
I knew
tan.
It. I knew it. It was in the biz. I knew it. I'm not stupid. I'm not stupid.
Light tan.
Oh my god. This show is not easy to run. Daniel Cabral. Look, I'm being funny.
Better every time you hear it.
Wow. Life goes on. That's what you got to remember. Yeah. You know, people, mm-hmm. We only have each other. We're only here.
Just the people.
I got maybe 70 years left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's 70 years left.
You're just a kid. You know, that's all you have.
You think you're going to die?
Me?
Soon?
Probably not. I don't think I am ever.
No,
I don't think. I think some people make it out alive. Actually,
I thought that about Regis Philbin.
Really?
I mean, not really, but yes. Like,
did he die?
Yes.
Truth. When
he died a few years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I think like 3 years ago.
Jeez, fentanyl, man, that's crazy.
What are you gonna do? I'm Regis Philbin. I do the voice. This is what I do.
Yeah.
I do impersonations of Regis, but it's not too good. But I think it's good enough if you say Regis things. What are you gonna do? Is it gonna hey? I was walked out there. Of course, we went in there. We went with the Feldmans, and it was a nice night. And of course, he did not pick up the bill. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm kidding. We had a lovely time, and we saw the Winters of Yorkshire, which was just unbelievable. I don't know what the fuck he's, you know, some play. I don't know what he's doing.
Ooh, that, oh, maybe I almost do have. Ooh, that's all I can do. Ooh,
ooh.
I sound like the whistle. Ooh.
I do Bob Dylan easy.
Oh, ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. We do Bob Dylan.
That guy can
give me some reverb. Honestly, matter of fact, will you play a Bob Dylan song?
How man?
No, we'll do Bob Dylan.
All right.
No joke, no bullshit. Karaoke, mm-hmm. Bob Dylan. Let's do it for real. Let's not mess around.
All right. All right. Mm-hmm. Just warming up.
No joking around anymore, everybody, folks. I can't afford to joke around.
Yeah.
By the way, when I peed outside.
Whoa, yeah. It shows your dominance.
Here we go. Can we put some reverb? I'll let you. I can't see it.
Okay, here we go.
How many?
Many balls must I have walk down
this is low.
Taking my car to the shop.
Took it really
good. Then a tube flew out the window and hit a guy in his face.
We need more reverb in Aristotle, but I like where you're going.
I honked the horn at the guy front of me. Just two beeps. So he knew I was not angry with him.
How many miles must a man travel? The answer
I wish I had a trumpet, but
it
sounds
like
him. I only had a harmonica.
Not mine.
But if I had a trumpet, boy, would I play it.
Now would be the time.
Oh, now I have one.
How about the answer? This could be a backup for any song that he did, actually. Do it for the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. Then.
Blowing, getting blown in the wind. Whoa.
The answer, my friend,
is blowing
in the wind. The answer is blowing
in the wind. My name is Regis Feldman, and the answer is actually blowing in the wind.
Why am I doing that? I must be getting pleasure out of it.
It's fun. It's fun.
It's fun. It's silly, right?
What if he didn't even talk like that?
No.
No,
that's exactly how he talked.
What accent is that? Where is that?
You want me to? I met him once, and I will, with no, I'm not going to do a joke. I'm not even in the mood, to be honest.
Okay.
And I will tell you how it went down. And I met him backstage with David Spade. He was, you know, came up and he talked. So just say, hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I didn't know if he'd have that voice. I didn't know if he'd be nice. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. And here, so just say,
okay, hey,
just say, how you doing?
Todd Glass, huge fan. How you doing?
Hey, good to meet you.
Oh,
he goes, oh, yes, a fun show. He goes, oh, what a night. It came down raining. Oh, it was really raining out today. Somewhat like that. I might have exaggerated because you guys were laughing a little, and I might have played it up a little.
Well, it really was raining, wasn't it, Regis?
Well, yes, Regis. I'm doing
Bob Dylan.
This is Bob Dylan. Oh, how dare you? How dare you? My impersonations are up to par, and you don't come into my studio. I'm thinking of the pizza. Got to be honest. Here's what I think I should do, because I am hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I think I should go turn it on.
Okay.
And then we'll wrap it up, and then we'll be pizza for when we're done.
Yeah, I'll host the show again.
Aristotle, no bullshit. He's not saying, because, you know, I don't want to edit out. He didn't say anything naughty.
No, it was all me.
It was all you. Okay.
And I'm not editing it out.
We're gonna go to close, but I'm going to get, it's going to be a fun way to go to close, because then the food will be ready.
You got something to look forward to. That's the best way.
You're
You're welcome to have some pizza. But? Well, I should tell you, I put the crushed up Vicodin in it. No, I didn't put anything in it.
Boo, I don't want to slice that.
I don't want to slice. You know what? I know it's a podcast, but I wanted to, like, I think we could explain it enough to be silly with it when I came back. So I have, there's a candle in a jar for the audience at home. And it's in a jar. And then I don't know why I bought this. Because I thought it could be a fun bit on the podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It's a little Lazy Susan, but it's like 5 inches. But it turns, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like a little piece of wood in the middle of the table, and it turns. You know, it's about, would you say 5-6 inches wide?
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Diameter, 5-6 inches. Mm-hmm. Then the bowl's on it. You can spin it around. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, you try to sell it. Like, there's some stuff on TikTok that I bought, and I think is good stuff. I think some things, oh, wow, a little hack, but you buy it. I love it. Other times, you have to go, all right, I can drain pasta the way I've been draining it. You know, you have to make decisions, right? So this to me is something that you could see, like, it's mixed with TikTok and then those bad infomercials, you know, where they're like, look at this, isn't this amazing? And then if I want to turn the candle, maybe I want to get the flicker, it just turns.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that great?
That's nuts, really? Just like that?
If I want to get it more bright over here, or just pull it around, or just even use it to move it.
Oh, and you can move it, too.
You can move something. And I love the buffoon is great because, you know, that you agree with whatever. Hold on. We haven't done this in a while. Let's do it. Let me do it because of the bowl.
The bowls and the napkins. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you just be the person that I say, you got my back. And what was I going? Oh, I was going to go put the pizzas on.
Yeah.
Let me go do that. I'm going to go do
that. Go. Here we go.
Just remember infomercial. When
okay, all right. Here we go. We are back again.
I like it. You're professional.
I'm a professional.
You go right into the
show. We're back again to the Todd Glass Show. Star.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I should shut up.
No. It's all right. It's my show now, Todd. Okay. If I put the hand up, when I close the hand, that means you can talk. Now, here we go. All right. Now, we're back again. Aristotle, my trusty co-host.
Yes.
Known you all these years, you know. It's always good to see you, you know.
Same to you.
It's great. And we have a trumpet player who's trumpeting. Trumped up. Now we have a lead, and he's on mic now, and it's beautiful. Say hello.
Hi there. My name is Ian. I'm the trumpet player over there, but I have been practicing a Todd Glass impression while I've been over there. Mm-hmm. Aristotle, could I get more reverb, please? That was my Todd Glass impression. Thank you very much.
That's good. That was great.
No, thanks, guys. It's great to be here.
Wasn't that great? Wasn't that?
That was a real show.
Freaking fantastic. You know, I got to edit myself out now. You know what I mean? I want no bleeps. Straight to the point. What a show we're having right here, folks.
No bleeps, all bloops.
All bloops. I mean, sometimes you bleep, but occasionally you might bloop. You know what I mean? Like, on the way here, I almost blooped myself. You know? But, I mean, what can you do? Traffic in L.A., that's what it's like.
Yeah, nothing but time to bloop.
Nothing but time to bloop. You bloop, you blop sometimes.
Just keep those windows up.
Keep those windows up, and you just look straight ahead. If someone looks at you, don't look at them. You know, just beep twice and keep going your way. That's it. You know? What else is going on over here?
Ian, did you see Avatar?
I have not seen it, no.
You got to watch it.
Yeah, what about Babylon?
Babylon.
No, I heard Babylon was really bad. So
Look, here's the thing about Babylon. People are saying that, but then in 5 years, they're going to be like, oh, you know what was actually underrated? Babylon was actually not. I think you're going to like it.
I can see that.
You like the trumpet, huh? What if it's like, hey, you kind of like the trumpet, huh?
What gave that away?
I don't know. I'm kind of intuitive about people. I kind of can pick up on things, you know? I'm like a real Columbo of
a sort. I've got the right guest tonight.
Yeah, you know, but thank you. There is a lot of trumpeting in Babylon. There's a song. I downloaded the score because of how much trumpet it. Can I play it?
And you're still recommending
the
movie?
Can I play
it
for my phone? Here we go. This right here.
It's your podcast.
I mean, what am I asking? I'm a guy. I'm like a vampire. I always ask for permission. You know what I mean? That's what they do. Here, look at this. Babylon. This song is called Coke Room. Is that a trumpet?
No, that's a Barry Sax.
Well, I'm stupid. Then you're not gonna like the movie Babylon. You're gonna hate it. You're gonna hate it so much. That's a dirty sax?
It's a Barry Sax.
Oh, I think you said a dirty sax. Now
it's dirty too. That's also
all right. All right. Let me see another song that I liked a lot. Maybe this is a trumpet.
That's a drum.
You are really? That is a drum? Gosh. Wait, what do you play again?
Let me free. Oh my god. Oh, hey. Held up out there.
Jeez. Hey.
Guys. You know them, they look like Italian, like you might be.
Yeah, yeah, these waves. Whoa, whoa, no. Well, yeah, what's going on?
They just held me up, and
yeah.
And it's funny, because then they said, let us see you.
You know how they say out there, you know. These,
we couldn't hear over all of our laughter.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun ride, you missed it, you know. I love taking over pots. Such a fun time. Hey, have you ever heard the trumpet?
No.
Really?
I miss it.
Yeah, the trumpet. Imagine trying to explain the trumpet to an alien. Now, he's never been to Earth before, Todd. How do you explain it?
I don't.
Ah.
That's not yes and.
That's what the alien says.
I go, listen, I don't.
You imagine, what if all the aliens loved improv?
There's probably another guy trying to explain it to him. I go, when he hears it, he'll hear it. I would say. But you can't explain it. If it was that, if I would say to him, if you could explain it, it wouldn't make it special.
Ah. Oh, now that's what drew them to this planet. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You think aliens could understand music?
Oh, sure.
You think so?
I have no idea. Right. But if there are aliens, of course they could. I mean, I'll answer that honestly, because I'm that type of person. Hold on, I got an important text. And if it is from a celebrity, I'm going to say it. So I don't want anybody getting in my face, you know, like, Blake Wexler.
Ah.
So...
Blake,
I can't believe
Blake
he's
Wexler.
Not famous. Blake Wexler. Daniel Keno.
Damn.
I'm a Keno kind of guy.
How is Rory in Babylon? I know he's
now, when he popped up.
I'll listen tonight.
I couldn't believe it. And he has a pretty substantial part.
That's awesome.
Who?
I liked it. I liked
Roy
the movie.
Scovel?
Yes, he was in
apparently it got to his head, and he's not doing well. His manager dropped him.
It's a true story about
true
Rory.
True story about
that's
Rory.
That's why he's in it.
Mm-hmm. Boring Scovel is the headline.
Yeah.
Of the... No, I didn't see it yet, but that's so cool. I think I've said this on the podcast before. Like, I really didn't. Sometimes you hang out with your friends, you get right into doing bits. You don't always know what they're doing, and I know he was working on something, but I had no idea to that magnitude.
Yeah, it was I mean, he's going at it with Tobey Maguire, right. And I don't want to spoil the movie, but you should watch it.
I'll tell
because
you
because not a lot of people are, and I think you should. Somebody should watch it because I watched it and I felt
not
I
my
might
cup
watch
of
it
tea,
again.
But I wish Rory the best. I'm kidding. Well, you know what? To show Rory how proud I am. Uh-huh. You know, I got a hold of a picture of Rory, of Brad Pitt talking to Rory. Mm-hmm. So I put it on the front of one of my albums. I'm not even on it, but it's just like, hey, if your friend that I know is talking to Brad Pitt, it goes on the front of my album.
Yeah, I like that.
People go, well, where are you? I don't have to be in the picture. Mm-hmm. I know Rory Scovel.
Yeah.
It's an homage to him.
Mm-hmm. It's a transitive method. They teach you that in school.
They do.
They teach
people
you
don't remember. Nobody remembers that stuff anymore.
If your friend is doing good, maybe you're doing good too. Because why else would they be your friend?
Will the Todd Glass Show. We'll be right back. The Todd Glass Show. We'll be right back. The commercials till he's back on the Todd Glass Show.
Todd Glass Show will be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
So this bowl...
All right.
Look at this bowl.
Oh, look at that.
Isn't this a beautiful bowl?
That's not bad. It's nice.
You can't get it like this anymore. The wood bowls, do you ever notice they break?
Yeah, they break sometimes, huh?
That's
frustrating.
How long have you had them before they break? Me, it's like a week.
A week, a few days.
It's a week,
at
a few days. Uh-huh. They're busting. I'm like, what am I doing? Disposable wood bowls?
If you're lucky, a week, you know?
And I think you can tell before we get to the napkin, which is shut up beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Look at the inside of this bowl. What do you notice about it? The depth?
That looks nice. It's a lot of depth.
It's a deep bowl.
It looks like the ocean.
It's a deep bowl. It's like the type of bowl you want to eat a salad of.
It's what a perfect curve.
I wish I had a woman like that.
I'll tell you why it is, Aristotle. This isn't a bowl that went through a factory. This sat in someone's lap.
Ah.
They handmade it. Two maybe specifications, but each bowl is different. Feel the bowl. Tell me what you feel, Aristotle. And don't mess around with words.
It's a good hardwood.
It's a good hardwood bowl.
You feel this bowl.
Listen, you're going to get rid of a lot of stuff in your lifetime, but there's some standards you're going to keep, and it's going to be these salad bowls. I don't have everything I had from 40 years ago, but there are some items that I do have. This is one of those items.
That's
why they come in a set of 12, because you're going to want 12.
Mm-hmm.
And read what it says on the back. Where's that made?
America.
America.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, finally, right?
America.
Finally. Can
Every
we get some more American
single
products?
Single bowl in factories with wall-to-wall carpeting.
Yeah. Oh, it's about
factories
time.
That have wall-to-wall carpeting make these wooden bowls.
Isn't that refreshing? It's refreshing to see that, right? I mean, I love these bowls.
Duh. All right, enough.
How nice.
Everything he makes a meal out of this guy. After I beg him to play. I love that term.
Don't
make a meal out of it. Look, what do you notice? These made in America, these beautiful wooden bowls.
Hello.
That is the chamber of
great acoustics
and
in the bowl.
Love.
It's like having a Bose thing in there.
It's Bose like speaker, having a Bose thing in your house. And these bowls, they're not going to break.
Uh-huh.
Now, with them come this. What do I see? What is this?
Mm-hmm. That's a.
These are napkins, real napkins.
Mm-hmm.
These didn't go just somebody on a sewing machine ripping them away. This was someone who cared, probably a grandmother, sat with this in her lap.
She just kneaded it up.
She sewed these beautiful. Feel how soft they are. And I don't want you to mess around with words. What do you think the first thing you touch that napkin? Is that soft or what?
The first word I think is quality.
Quality.
Oh, let me feel this.
Thank you.
Oh, my. It's like a cloud.
It's
That's
like,
what reminds me of
I,
a cloud. Wiping
I
my mouth with
the same thing. I thought the same thing.
Jeez.
I thought it's a cloud. Really, touch it to your. Doesn't
it?
It
has a musk to it too. It's good, you know.
Okay, watch your mouth. There's still. Can I tell you? I remember before infomercials because it sounds weird. They were not always a thing. You know those infomercials?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
What
I
we're
love
talking
infomercials.
About.
So yeah.
And my friend Pat went out for an audition, and then I didn't understand then, but now I totally understand. I had no fucking idea in my head. I heard it was called an infomercial or something, and I didn't really get what they did. You know, they were trying to use comedians because back then they thought comedians should do everything. You know, it was probably the 90s or something, and. And he goes, yeah, they didn't really like me because sometimes I would sort of play with the products. And I go, you mean make fun of? Mm-hmm. You know, because that's what they did. Now it makes total sense. They wanted you to be funny, but not saying, oh, this doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, that's a piece of shit.
Well, I wouldn't buy it, but you should,
Anyway, what are you going to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I look at life from both sides now.
Yeah, that's the only way to look at it, you know?
I looked at life from both sides now. I really have. It's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know how at home. Dreams and beams and bimber booms, binging bonging everywhere. Close. I look at life that way. Rows and bows and what I'm doing is trying my hardest to think of what I remember. Could I salvage it into a song? Dreams and bows and bows. I don't know that much. I looked at love from both sides now. I really have. It's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know why at all. Dreams and beams and blurbly blah. That's all I got after that. So I'm sorry. Oh, sure. Where was my trumpet player that could have come in and helped me? I looked at love from both sides now. I really have. It's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know how. At all.
Beep, 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 beep.
Aw. Listen. I have
a pizza in the oven.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you noticed? Yeah, I didn't want to tell you. It's a girl.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I don't...
You're going to be popular.
Go through the soundboard. See if it gets... If Daniel wants any of these sound effects, we'll give them to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't need to...
Don't worry about a thing.
This sounds like the Waffles Kid.
Who's?
The Waffle Kid.
No, this. I wish this was the Waffle Kid. Uh-huh. This kid is so adorable. It makes you want to... makes you think there's old souls.
Mm-hmm. Three little birds. We're on my doorstep. Singing sweet songs. Melody pure and true. And they said this message is you. They said don't worry.
What was happening there? Were there two playing at once?
No, that was someone else in the video, but it was a TikTok.
I want them taken out of that video. They ruined it for me. Thank you. Write TikTok a letter, Aristotle, and tell them how many downloads I get a month. Don't tell them how many downloads I get a month. I don't need this bullshit.
That should be against their community guidelines.
Thank you. Yeah. It sounded so beautiful, but there I heard two things. I didn't hear it that way when I played it. Is that what I heard at my house?
I don't know.
Not my house.
Mm-hmm.
The government's. It is my house, by the way. 20 years I've owned it, so not to brag, but I am a landlord. And I do wear the jacket.
You're going to be popular.
I do wear the jacket. No, when I go up to get the rent, sometimes I do wear the landlord jacket.
You got
to
wear the jacket.
Well, it makes them scared of you, and they need to be scared of you a little bit to show you the respect.
You know, a little bit.
Our landlord is here. Yes. And I put on a strap-on beard. Mm-hmm. Beard. Because, you know, landlords have big, long beards. Yeah. Hello, I'm the lord of the land. I'm sure Aristotle, Rory Scovel could take this bit and make it real funny and do it for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's not my, can't do it. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm not Rory Scovel.
He's got that beard.
Oh, shit! He's so full of shit. His career's over. No, he got, something happened.
He's in the
between
can,
him
yeah.
and Brad Pitt. Did you hear about it?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was mumbling about it.
Wait.
No, he, okay, did you hear about it? No, honestly,
I
did
heard,
you?
I heard
okay,
about
so he's, they're at the show, and, Brad Pitt comes over. You heard about that, right?
Yeah,
Brad Pitt coming over and talking to Rory. And
he says something smart. And
are you talking about Rory Scovel?
Yeah.
What he said. Yeah. And it was, and you know, and he had already told him. You know, he had a good sense of humor.
Oh, I've heard of this. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Brad, and then the next thing you know, Brad's got both his thumbs dug into the side of his throat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You heard about that?
No, that's the part they left out, but now...
Everybody left that out, but now it's back in, and now everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
So, Brad, you know, he got up. They both dusted themselves off, and Rory made that... He went to his crotch area, and he went... like it was a horn, trying to make light of it. Everybody talked about that. Oh, you talking about that?
Yeah, the horn.
And Brad laughed, and they both... And apparently, they're fine now.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody talked about it.
How many times did he do it? He did it once or twice?
Everybody was talking about how much he did it.
Was it? It was.
No, they were all saying, they're like, oh, I guess you heard that he did it more than once.
Because well, if you do it once, it's kind of rude. But two, it's a polite squeeze.
Right. You used to be able to go, and I don't want to say guy or girl, both, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anybody that you found their behind attractive, if you went honk, honk. You have to realize that's a different time.
Mm-hmm. It's a different
time. Now you can't. Back then, you go, ha, 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 and they'd laugh because they go, honk, honk.
Yeah. Look, when you honk a car, you get someone's attention. You honk
their
butt. It's the same thing.
And you don't touch, of course. Mm-hmm. You just go, honk, honk. By the way, just so our listeners know, even not touching is not okay. I don't want to. You never know. Someone goes, well, what's Todd making fun of here? That the fact that that was probably sort of a thing that people did back then. Fonzie did it, I bet.
Yeah, that son of a gun.
That son of a gun.
He shouldn't have touched that jukebox. Why did he do that?
Oh. All right, listen. We're going to go to close. Oh, shit. I should go check. Are you okay if I go check
Yeah,
the
go
pizza?
Check the pizza. Yeah, we're having a good time.
Is it okay? Uh-huh. Is he doing a good job?
Absolutely.
You feel it keeps the show? Because, you know, I have a high. You might think I just sit in here. And I know you get used to what I do, and it looks like I just play jingles and, you know, mm-hmm. and make.
No.
Do you respect what I do?
Absolutely.
Do you feel trapped at the Todd Glass
show? No, not at all.
No! All right, now I'm afraid to leave. No, Vinny, who are you going to decide to tell me the truth, Vinny? You're all I have in the room when I leave. Ian, I wouldn't put that on him. It's not my right. He's here tonight as a professional musician. You notice he's wearing a black shirt and a bow tie?
Yeah, he's doing
it. I did that for you.
Dang, flab a job.
Sometimes when you have guests, you know, when there's people sitting in that don't listen to the show, but they want to sit in.
Yeah.
You know, then you get like everywhere and wearing black shirts, bow ties. Give them something to walk into. Mm-hmm. I did that for you.
Thank you. No, that's why it feels like a real show.
Thank you, Ian. Oh, yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go check on the pizzas.
Yeah, check on.
And then you and him are going to just. Vinny?
We'll keep the show up.
Vinny, mm-hmm. I'm trusting you.
Yeah.
And by the way, truth, Vinny is listening.
Okay.
So he will hear. I don't know if you thought about that with the shit you were doing.
But you're not listening?
No, I won't listen, but Vinny will. And if he feels it's necessary to tell me,
mm-hmm.
he will. I don't think he could keep it a secret.
You know what Vinny reminds me of? He reminds me of the good kid in class. When the teacher goes away, they ask you, they say, Vinny,
no, he's not
was
that.
Everyone acting
he's
up? And he said,
that.
No,
he's,
Sarah
he's
got
he's
her name
that.
On the board.
Okay, I said he's not that.
Oh,
no, he's not that. Mm-hmm. But I know he wouldn't like that depiction of him, mm-hmm. and it's not him. You know, he's listening to the show right now. He doesn't want to hear. He's like, teacher, no. But for me, the truth is he probably wouldn't. He has great affection. He knows Aristotle very well.
Really?
So he would probably be inclined to go, oh, weren't they saying the kindest things about
him? I like him. I knew I liked him since I've heard about
Never
him.
Never before, when I walked away, I talked a lot. This mm-hmm. time, I'm not going.
All right. Now, that's good to see you. It's good to see you out there. Welcome back, Baba Booey, Baba.
That's what you do to my highness gets me when I stand up.
What if you end up on the couch again?
No.
Here we go. We're here. He's making it, and he's out there. We're back again with the show. You know, it's filling.
He's walking away.
I'm filling in. I'm excited to have one slice of pizza. You know, how many slices of pizza do you guys think you're gonna have? Are you a two slice of pizza guy? One slice of pizza?
Well, let me start. Let me Todd style preface this by saying I'm vegan.
Oh,
but
oh, I'm like Italian. I'm like disrespecting the pie.
A whole pizza.
Well, you eat the whole pizza?
I can, and I have.
You know, have you seen Green Book? Have you seen this movie, Green Book?
No.
Now, people had a lot to say about Green Book, Best Picture winner Green Book. You know, they had a lot to say, but there's a scene where Viggo Mortensen folds an entire pizza, not a slice of pizza, an entire pizza, like a whole box of pizza. He folds it in half and then just puts it in his mouth.
I think about doing that all the time.
Yeah,
that's monstrous.
He does that while laying down in a bed, and I say, and I looked at the movie, and I was like, no, this is the best picture. This is the best picture. I said, this man is Aragorn, and he's a fun Italian. I'm like, this guy's got range. You know what I mean? It was a fun ride, but vegan pizza? Oh, I'm hearing whispers around here. What's going on? I'm hearing snow is falling. Snow is falling outside. Another sunny day in Los Angeles, but we got snow. You know, it's a beautiful. Oh, there's smoke. It looks like
there's a fire.
There's a fire going
on.
Oh my god!
Fire! Oh my god! Oh shit!
Damn it! Let's do that again, but this time you guys get. By the way, to everybody listening, I have a can of smoke. This time you really get so nervous. You don't get up. You make all the signs of, we need to go down, get the water. You're done. You know, we're the whole house, it's exploding. Like, you just, we can't, there's no way out of here. Okay, here we go.
All right. Here we go. I'm really excited to have that slice of pizza. You know, I hope nothing happens. Yeah, oh my god!
A nice, calm conversation. Is that a fire?
What is going on? We gotta put it out.
This is panicking.
There's no exit.
I don't know what to do about a fire.
Lord, forgive me.
There is no. Where do we go?
I'm just kidding. You guys are gullible.
You crazy guy.
Oh,
God.
You get
They really got to stop making those cans of smoke look like a fire. You know, it's like anybody could fall for that.
Sometimes on the road, I go, when the band has those cans of smoke, I give it to them. I go, don't worry, a lot of people wonder what it is. It's just hairspray. Because you wouldn't want just hairspray. Guess what? The pizza's done.
How does it look? How does she look?
It looks great.
What if I refer to pizzas as just she's? How does she look?
She looks gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
How long have we gone?
2:10.
Wow,
it's a nice, healthy show.
We give them a little extra too, right? That's the
give them a little extra. I do, and I do an opening to the show. I give my heart and soul.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what, folks? Next week, part two. Or no, that was part two. Hey, everybody, you just heard part two.
What if I just drop the 2 hours whole?
No,
and then just 10 minutes.
No,
and then 10 minutes is just me hosting.
That would be so funny. Oh God, that's something to remember next time to do it purposely. To do it purposely, like we do a whole show, and then next week, hey everybody, so we wanted to give you a little extra, and that's all it is. Wow, we could do that right now and just drop. No, I liked it smaller, easier to digest. What could we go to close on? Oh, do you want to? Did we pick a song? Oh,
we did "If I Can Dream" by Elvis.
Oh yeah, we did.
Now how I got to think of a. Yeah, that's that song he ended racism with, I think. Yeah.
What do we have on the board? Just something nice, like just a good song to go to close on. This was fun, Daniel.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited for the pizza too.
Yeah, me too.
The trumpet, you know. When that trumpet does it have all that like water? You know, when people empty it out.
No, that's.
Is that really? Oh, when people do that, it makes me just feel sick.
I know, me too.
It makes me.
It's very me too.
Yeah, it's like, why do you do that?
I don't want to see it.
They always do it right after they perform, and I say, look. Yeah. You ruined everything.
I know. Thank you. That is so true. And I guess there's situations where you have to be around it if you're a musician, but yeah. I prefer to be on the side that never has to see that.
You know why they do it? They show you to show how hard they were working. They're like, look.
I know. Look, huh?
And I'm like,
they fill a big bucket and it starts spilling over. Yeah. You don't know how much saliva I spit up for you people? When I was at somewhere where there was a big horn section in this New Year's Eve celebration at night, and it was in like somewhere in the Bahamas, in like this little island, and they made a big deal on this place about their New Year's Eve and the band.
Yeah,
and it was so, I mean, it was fucking crazy, and the horn section is always like amazing, and there's probably like still like 25 horns even on this, and it was so good. And but I the trombones, and I got high, and back then I didn't smoke pot like I do now. Like for me, it was like, you know, once a week, if that, but about once a week. So,
yeah.
And I thought all the spit valves were going to go in my face.
Oh.
And I kept turning away, like I was going to just be glad I did. Because the road is this wide, and to walk past where the band is, because I wanted to go see them play trumpets again.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, it doesn't really.
Were you in the splash zone? If you're in the splash zone.
I felt like I was, but realistically, I mean, I don't know if I would have felt that way if I wasn't on the substance. But what do we have to close? What's something?
I did find something good.
Let me hear.
Well, I made an executive decision. I brought it on because I was like, we should end the show with this because I lost a very close friend recently, and we used to listen to this song in high school all the time. And I was actually listening to it the day I got the news. So I just really want you to soak this.
I'll soak
this
in. You know what I'll do? I'll do what we do. I'll turn the lights down, and you motherfucker. Oh, shut the fuck up. I believed you. Because we would.
You make my pants want to get up and dance. You make my baby.
Thank you, Ian.
Win.
Daniel Cabral.
You make my knees. He doesn't be.
By the way, I believed you. Truth.
Get up and dance. You make my face wanna grin. You make my knees on his knee doesn't bleed. Honey, won't you listen again? I was a lost and a lonely man. I get through life the best I can. Ever since the day I lay behind you, something had decided to wanna hurt you.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I love.